It's awful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and that's on to do them anyway.
Well, what is that? What you call them? Trashy white folks?
Oh, yeah, trashy. Yeah,
trashy.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. Like trashy.
Don't know what.
Hey, that's a credit to them. Yeah.
Well, that's. Then you're yeah. smarter than some people, because some people just don't recognize the difference between they just say something general about everybody and say something nasty about everybody.
But ain't nobody being that sorry.
The man that says nasty about everybody is not a Christian.
No, that's true.
Huh?
That's true. That's right. Have you ever heard the term redneck?
Redneck.
Redneck. You ever heard the term redneck?
Yeah.
What's a redneck?
I couldn't tell you.
All right. Now, suppose...
He's just anything. Redneck is, ain't he?
Okay.
Yeah. The sorry stuff, sorry.
What is the word that you use for when you get awfully upset about something? Like, for instance, if one of your children way back, you had a favorite a axe or, say, a fishing rod or something like that, and one of your children broke it. And you would say you got awfully what with him?
You'd be worrying, wouldn't you?
Anger with him.
You got angry with him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say?
It'd be that, too.
Well, what'd you say the first time? You got worried with him?
Yeah.
Does that mean angry?
Yeah, that means you're upset. Properly operating.
If you get angry, you're upset.
All right, so it's worried means angry, too. Yeah. So when you get worried, I see. What do you call it? What do you say when you come in from a day of hard work and you say, I'm all what?
Tired.
Well, all worked out.
All worked out?
Yeah.
What's another term that you may use? What's another word that you use?
Give out.
All right.
Give out.
You use that more often than you do the other one, don't you?
Yeah, that's the old...
All right. That's what...
Old now, saying.
What would happen if you got kind of... wait a second. What happens if you go to a doctor if you... All right, why do you go to a doctor? If I asked you, you go to a doctor if you do what?
For examination.
Say you got feeling kind of...
Headache.
Yeah, something like that, and you go to a doctor if
for
you...
For examination.
Why do you go to a doctor in general? Not for an exam.
Find out what the trouble and the remedy is.
All right, suppose you just didn't feel so good. You would say you go to a doctor because you...
Felt too bad. Felt awful bad.
Felt awful bad. Let me see. What would be a term that you would use for, you go to a doctor if you become ill, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, what's another word, what's another way to put, to become ill?
Sick.
To what? Just to become sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you if you recognize any of these. Do you say to take sick, or to get sick, or to be taken sick? Do you use any of those terms?
No, it's when you go to the doctor.
All right. So you just take, you say become sick.
Hmm.
Is that what you use when, if you say, I go to a doctor if I become sick? Is that what you say? You don't say I go to a doctor if I take sick,
mm-mm.
Or if I get sick. Is that what you say?
Mm. I don't believe that. I'm not here.
All right. suppose you get sick in your stomach. You get sick. You would say he gets sick.
Yeah. Stomach upset.
Stomach's upset.
That's
right. All right. Suppose he were sick. He had a stomach upset. You would say he's sick where?
In his stomach.
All right.
Yeah.
You ought to make something else too.
What's that?
You ought to make sick in the stomach and a throwing up.
A throwing up. All right.
Vomiting.
All right. Fine. What do you call... All right, I've got...